ladies and gentlemen. This is the Hawk coming to you live. It's Friday night, 3/24/23. It's a live show. Now, last night, it was interesting because the Lord had given me Isaiah 17 to read. Basically, you could sum it up as the burden of Damascus, okay? And I'll tell you what, you know, it seemed to be very, very right on target, doesn't it? And then now tonight, we've got all kind of activity again. They hit us with a drone. And the interesting thing about that drone that they put up, you know, a suicide drone, they call it a suicide mission, but it's a drone. So anyway, they hit us yesterday with that. But the key thing that they keep saying, oh, just happened to be that the protection, the air protection system was not operational yesterday at that time. Although they had good radar, they could see it coming in. Why somebody didn't shoot the son of a, you know, buck down or something. But I suspect, and here's what I suspect. I suspect that the Patriot missile battery or whatever was there protecting that area may have been sent to the Ukraine, all right? Normally, they would have the Patriot missiles. If something flew over, they would shoot the Patriots up and take it out. But now, you can also look at it at that's one level of the Luciferian, five-dimensional Luciferian chessboard. You can also look at it and say, okay, well, maybe they wish to have a war, as in the Gog and Magog war, you see. And maybe that's what's going on. And at the same time, you get that going on, and we have to go against Iran, which right now, Iran has hit us with apparently over 20 missiles, struck three bases in Syria just a little while ago. And then now all kind of tanker aircraft have gone up over Iraq, and we got all kind of jets and all kind of stuff, and we're attacking back. So far, I think we're attacking and hitting at the areas near Al-Mayadeen in the eastern countryside of Deir ez-Zor, which coincided with the flight of international coalition aircraft over the area. Apache helicopters and U.S. warplanes are flying in the sky of Deir ez-Zor. That's near an oil field over there, which is a little bit further south from where the strikes came from yesterday. The missile strikes continue at the moment. Earlier, and it was targeting American base at Conico and Kisham Field near the town of Al-Jafra, northeast of Deir ez-Zor, which is used by the U.S. Army. I'm going to tell you what. I also know that the Israelis were hitting attacks on the similar bulletin in the similar area there yesterday. And the Israelis hit some of the same bases that the Iranians were in. But this could go to a completely different scenario where we are then going to be involved and have to go against Iran. Okay, this could be utilized to have the U.S. and Israel go against Iran, which then they have treaties, Iran does, with Russia and with Red China, okay, and with Venezuela and with North Korea. As I told you last night, Iran doesn't have to get nuclear weapons. They already have nuclear weapons. And in 2004, my best guesstimate was that they had already done, as Brother Quayle had talked about, in the late 90s, I think 97, 98, they launched a missile from Iran. an ICBM type missile. What do they call them? Shahab 3 or Shahab 4s, whatever they were back then. And a medium range they launched back then, and they exploded a nuclear device on it, all right, for a test. Then that disappeared off the internet. After that, the Israelis kept wanting to hit them. The U.S. would not allow, you know, or was trying to preclude the Israelis from hitting them. Although at a certain point in time, if you recall, there was programming put in to stymie and to blow up and screw up all of the computers in Iran that were involved with the centrifuges and all of that. And that was an attack, a cyber attack by the U.S. Intel groups, Israelis, and perhaps the British, okay? And then that took out some of their capability. But ever since then, the Russians then moved into Latakia, remember that, into Syria. But they also had stuff inside of Iran in the Persian Gulf, in the Straits of Hormuz, and they had S-300s and S-400s. Of course, they said, oh, we didn't sell them S-400s. They put in S-300s and S-400s, and they trained all the Iranians. And then back in 2004, the Iranians had like 110 Super Sunburn missiles and over 100 Exocet missiles. And some of those had, the Sunburns had at least 10 or 12 of them had nuclear tips on them. And that's when we had three carrier groups up in that area. I was screaming and yelling in 204, 205 to get those carrier groups out of the Straits of Hormuz, out of the Persian Gulf, because we had no defense against them. The Aegis system in those days on U.S. ships could only handle four, five, six, eight, 10, 12 targets they could track, but they could only engage like, you know, with three or four in a short period of time, all right? Well, in a close proximity within 15, 20 miles, plus adding in the fast boats that the Iranians had that had torpedoes and stuff on them, they could have dead ducked our carrier groups right in the middle of the Straits of Hormuz and interdicted oil to come through there. So eventually we did move our carriers out of there into the Indian Ocean, where they could still fly missions and such. But let's catch it back up to current times right now. I suggest to you that what I've been trying to tell you now, and Brother Quayle's tried to tell you for 30 years, I've been trying to tell you, thanks to Brother Quayle putting me on the air almost 19 years ago, 18 years, how many months? Be 19 years in June. And then I was thinking about how long I've been in this game of knowing a lot of what I know now and researching and studying and then opening up the big old fat hawk beak to talk about it for years. I realized that I had been involved in this stuff, learning all about it since 1972. Okay? And, that's, you know, over 50 years. So when I think about all of that, then I think about what I was called to do. I guess I've been doing it. And I've tried to, you know, earn a living and that stuff in between. And then now, after having a stroke and all of that stuff back a few years ago, and also going into the diabetic coma, which I'd never had any of that. Never even close before I got involved with this, then I realized that it is a war. But I've stayed with you, and you've stayed with me, and I'm with Lord Jesus. I work for Lord Jesus. He's the true CIC. And I will tell you what, if you repent of your sins, ask Jesus to come into your heart, no matter how Why have you been or what you got carrying? If you're sincere, then he will start to wash you clean with his blood. He'll wash your sins away and start to wash you clean. Now, it may take a while to get into you, but you'll start to feel it. If you're true, if you're real, if you're for real, then you need to do it. But I'm going to tell you what, there is potential because we're now reattacking with our aircraft, our air forces, and naval aviators, I believe, probably as well, coming in off ships, etc. I think that we're in here right now. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, set thy face against Gog, the land of Magog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal, and prophesy against him, and say, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I am against thee, O Gog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal, and I will turn thee back, and put hooks into thy jaws, and I will bring thee forth, and all that army, horses and horsemen, all of them, clothed with all sorts of armor, and even a great company with bucklers and shields, all of them handling swords. Kind of reminds me of tanks, or even helicopters, perhaps. Persia, Ethiopia, and Libya with them, all of them with shield and helmet. Gomer and all of his band, and the house of Togarmah of the north quarters and all his bands, and many people with thee. Be thou prepared and prepare for thyself, thou and all thy company that are assembled unto thee, and be thou a guard unto them. After many days thou shalt be visited in the latter years. Thou shalt come into the land that is brought back from the sword and is gathered out of many people, against the mountains of Israel, which have been always waste, but it is brought forth out of the nations, and they shall dwell safely, all of them. And thou shalt ascend and come like a storm, and thou shalt be like a cloud to cover the land, thou and all thy bands, and many people with thee. Verse 10, but thus saith the Lord God, it shall also come to pass, that at the same time shall things come into thy mind, and thou shalt think an evil thought, and thou shalt say, I will go up to the land of unwalled villages. I will go to them that are at rest and that dwell safely, all of them dwelling without walls and having neither bars nor gates, to take a spoil and to take a prey and to turn thine hand upon the desolate places that are now inhabited, and upon the people that are gathered out of the nations, which have gotten cattle and goods, and that dwell in the midst of the land. Now that, ladies and gentlemen, sounds like the Midwest, sounds like, you know, Mississippi West, okay, into the Rockies, the center part, that kind of a thing, where the cattle are, where the grain is at, the wheat, a lot of the corn, the barley, the sorghum, all the different crops and things that we have, all right? And hogs and cattle and all the different stuff, chickens, all of it in the midst of the land. And then you look and you see about all of the places. Now, interestingly enough, another a chocolate factory in Pennsylvania blew up. Not Hershey's, it was J. Palmer or something like that. It blew up today. That's another food cluster, an item for the food cluster, the destruction of food production plants. We have then also the leak. We have the leak. We have the leak right now with the nuclear material coming out of a plant in Minnesota. And this is the second time something's happened, and we got that. I don't know about that one, but I'll tell you, the first time they talked about it was November 22nd. Now they've got more of it going on now. I guess the Iranian army, I'm just getting this from my Allegheny cruiser up there. Iranian armor is at the border of Iraq. put on high alert due to escalation between the USA and the Republican Guards of Iran. Okay? There are American casualties, deaths, etc., involved in this thing, and this could get out of control real quick. Could get out of control real quick. Meanwhile, Biden has great confidence for American optimism, galore about how we're going to build all the good paying union jobs as we do all this stuff with Canada, our big ally, and all the stuff. And in the midst of it, he thanks, instead of he applauds Canada, he said, I applaud China. Oh, I mean Canada, okay? And the Red Chinese have soldiers, troops in Canada. We've seen videos of them around British Columbia where they own a whole lot of the banking in BC, as far as I recall. British Columbia. But then you got little Fidel, you got allegedly the bastard son of Fidel Castro. Okay? If you go back in time, you can look all this up. If you're young and you've got your click flip phones, click, 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 click. You can look it up. You can say that old Prime Minister Trudeau liked to hang out with the, what do we call them in those days? The, you know, the go-go dancers and all the wild young girls, all right? The wild singers and actresses and such. And his wife, she decides she's going to take, as many Canadians used to do and still do, take a vacation to Cuba. Great beaches, you know, the coastline, cheap hotels, all that kind of stuff, right? So she went to Cuba back when old Fidel was quite the hot boy still. And I guess allegedly she fell in love with Fidel and overstayed her time and then came back quickly. But allegedly, little Fidel is this guy that is the now the Prime Minister of Canada, you know, Trudeau. So you can look it all up, think what you like. I don't know, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sitting here and I've talked to a lot of people today and last few days, and you know, it's we're past the time when a lot of stuff is bottled up and you can't get quite the info. You can get some, but you can't confirm a lot of things, and all the different permutations of trying to find out. But it looks as though we're all heading to Function Junction. Casey Jones is on every track. He's pouring on more coal, more steam. He's going 120, 30 mile an hour in his locomotive. He's got the hammer down. And then his clones on the other track, and all of them are taking methamphetamine and drinking moonshine. Yeehaw, they've got the hammer down, and it's all going to Function Junction. Imagine all these railroad tracks going into the same junction. What do we got? We got all this stuff with the wars going on. You've got the dollar and the banking system about ready to go. About ready to go. I'll tell you, if you don't have long-term storage food, if you don't have additional canned goods, you got to figure out how many days' rations do you have for yourself, your spouse, your family, your friend next door, whatever, Grandpa Joe or whatever comes down the street to you. What do you have? How long can you eat? And I would tell you, you need to increase it. Increase it, increase it, increase it. Can you defend yourself against street gangs or against rogue citizenry or against biker gangs or against Red Chinese troops or against somebody in the United States government, FEMA, or somebody in the NORTHCOM that is coming to take you away, ha-ha, under UN auspices, you see. Can you defend your home, your family, against anybody who's going to come and try to take your food? Because you see, if you look at the original nuclear war stuff and the emergency presidential decision directives and executive orders, going back even into Kennedy's time, JFK's time, you will see that basically they claim that they own all of your food that's in your house. They own all the gasoline. They own your cars. They own your home. They have your home, and that you can be marched down the street, frog marched down the street, to be put into a labor gang. All that's in those initial executive orders. And then President W. Bush, if you recall, he put into effect after 9/11, I believe it was, what was it? It was over 500, maybe 542 executive orders and presidential decision directives, okay? They also codified a lot of this stuff, as I've told you in the past, codified it in what? Domestic insurgency and the Declaration of Martial Law, dated 12 October 2008. Domestic insurgency and the Declaration of Martial Law. Shortly before November 2008, before the presidential election, George Bush signed directives which were then embodied in the following U.S. Army document. And it talks all about martial law in the United States and what they're going to do and how they're going to come for you. What you going to do, what you going to do when they come for you. Good boys, constitutional boys. What you going to do when they come for you. You see, the Lucys are going to come. At the same time, what do we have? We have the overture ongoing by Russia, you know, and also Red China as well, operating the same way. We got sabotage all over the United States. You got all these young men, 18 to 40, most of them are 18 to 40 Red Chinese coming across the border in the South. And Biden's in the North talking about how they're going to interdict illegal aliens coming from America into Canada and from Canada to here, send them back to their country of origin and all the stuff. And I read to you about all of the things that have been taking place in the years past. If you've never read Department of State publication, get your pencil, Department of State publication, 7277, Department of State publication 7277, Disarmament Series 5. Released September of 1961. Office of Public Services, Bureau of Public Affairs. The United States Program for General and Complete Disarmament in a Peaceful World. Freedom from War, they called. And policemen, sheriff's departments, all of that. You're going to have to understand that you're going to be disarmed as well. You better read down through it. Read it close. And how all the U.S. military is going to be given into United Nations, you see, and all of that. But you see, the Chinese are part of the United Nations. Russia is part of the United Nations, too. So they may have to help out against the recalcitrant, you know, constitutional and Christian, you know, white supremacists. Even if you're Native American, even if you're African American, even if you're Asian American, you're a white supremacist, you see. If you believe in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, if you believe in the Lord Jesus, they're going to come for you. I don't know, ladies and gentlemen, this stuff is getting to be where it's all coming to the head. Now, I've been in this game and listened to it since 72. Since 72, it's been that long. But I know more now than I did then, and I've met a whole lot of people. But now I'm trying to tell you, I've quit running the emotional curve so much like many of you out there do. I've done it so much over 50 years worth, you know, that I don't run it quite so quick and up and down and up and down and up and down and up and down. But I can tell you that you need to repent of your sins and ask Lord Jesus to come into your life to be your Savior. That is your first preparation. You also need the food, the water purification, the firearms, the ammunition, the nuclear biological chemical gear, or C-burn gear. If you've not looked at it, look at Myra Safety, M-I-R-A Safety. Go there and click at it. This stuff used to be less expensive than it is now. Well, let me tell you something. You got nuclear war. The potential for it. If you can protect yourself, then why not protect yourself? I've given you the information, Crescent Carney. C-R-E-S-S-O-N-K-E-A-R-N-E-Y, Crescent Carney, How to Survive Nuclear War. It's a big, thick book, but you can get it for free online. You can get it in the PDF format. Download the PDF. Get you a stack of paper with your printer. You know, get a ream of paper, all right? What do you cost you, $10, $8, $7, $6, whatever it is. It won't take the whole ream, but it might take, 100 sheets or 200 sheets or 250 or 300, whatever it is. But get that particular thing. You can also get the book itself and order it. Amazon or somebody will have it. It has a foreword. Has a foreword by Dr. Edwin Teller. It's the guy that did the H-bomb. They know about it. This was all done in conjunction with Oak Ridge and Tennessee and all of that. But in there, it shows you pictures of how to dig an outdoor trench or how to make an outdoor shelter or how to do it in a basement. And there's all kind of information how to even make your own, radiation detector. But you can also get those and buy them if you can get them because they're better now than they used to be. But you got to get a detector that is certified, that is tuned up to the current standards, you see. You can't just get an old surplus one, expect it to work. And there's very few places that will work on those and get them up to the correct format. You can also get dosimeters where you can put in the pocket, you look down, you say, uh-oh, I'm past the radiation time. And I don't know if it's going to happen. But I'm going to tell you, what Jesus said in Matthew 24, right? Matthew 24. That. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. You may want to make sure you're in the company of the elect, that you're part of that. And the key to that, repent of your sins, ask Jesus to come into your heart, to be your Savior. And if you're sincere, then he knows you're with him, and you know you're with him, and he's with you. Then I'm going to tell you, if you were to lose your life in the fight, you would have everlasting life with him in heaven. That's the best deal in town, gang. Best deal in town. You see, and ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. But people will die in wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famines and pestilences. That also means viruses and bacterial infections and stuff, you see. And earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. And then they're going to deliver you up to kill you, you see. Luke 21 tells you more about that, who's going to betray the whole nine yards. But Lord Jesus tells you also, if you go into John 14, he'll tell you, he says, believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. If you look at the syntax of that sentence, the way it's lined out, you know, I don't even know if they do that anymore, diagramming sentences and all that. But we used to do it when high school, even some in grade school, I think. But the fact is that Jesus is talking about he that believeth on me. Verily, verily, I say unto you, this is verse 12 of John 14, okay? Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. That is a marvelous gift. He also gave you dominion over scorpions and serpents and the power of the evil one. Claim your power. Claim what he has given you. And I'm going to tell you what. You don't want to go into their Lucifer and knife out a bite. There's nowhere that it says that you have to give your family up and all your home and everything to evil sons of bucks with guns pointed at you. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand against the evil. And oh, you know, all this stuff. The global final collapse is getting ready to possibly happen. The plunge protection team meets behind closed doors this weekend. Well, they've been operating for the last number of weeks. Who do you think put the market up today in the midst of all the crap and in the strength and optimism of Joe Biden, when there is a poll out, a big poll. Wall Street Journal or somebody, I think, had it in there. Listen to this at the supper table, or the beer pong table, or wherever you're at. 78% of Americans now think that their children are going to have it worse than they did, and that they will not be having better lives than what you have, okay? Their children will have worse lives than ever before. 78% of the U.S. population. That kind of number has never, ever been like that. The worst it probably would have been, though they didn't do it back then, would have been Great Depression, but also during Peanuts Carter. President Jimmy Carter. So we could go to war against Iran if the wrong things happen here. Israel, United States, that could be it. And then you could have the Gog-Magog War, and Russia would come in, and all of it comes in. You think you're going to see something just in Ukraine? No. Come up to the land of the unwalled villages, and they're already here. The Russian Spetsnaz are here. Obama hired them. Is Obama the secret president behind Red China Joe? Is he kind of running the show, him and Valerie, the JJ, you know? Who was, guess what? You remember who had Valerie? Good old assistant to the abomination of desolation. Valerie is a communist, and her parents were also Iranian. And we can't get rid of TikTok. Oh, boy. We got a P-8 Orion flying, looking for their submarines in the Med Sea, off the Syrian border. Tell them that they need to turn off their squawk. Tell them they need to turn their squawk off. It doesn't make any difference if I say it, because somebody's already reading them. All right? Ladies and gentlemen, deep trouble potentially ahead here? If you don't have 3.5 years of food for the Great Tribulation, if that's what you believe it'll be, if you believe it's going to be 7, then what do you know, you know? But I think the Great Tribulation is 3.5 years. And Brother Quayle would tell you that. And I'll tell you what, you're going to see in the midst of all of this, just what Jesus told you. If you don't believe Jesus, I don't know who you're going to believe. But the red letter edition, Matthew 24, Luke 21, who's going to betray you? What's going to happen? The whole nine yards. And what is it he says in Luke 21? You know, I should not paraphrase it, should I? Shouldn't paraphrase that either, right? I should go to Luke 21 and find it. And I know you've heard it so many times, but the Lord Jesus has told me, I said, Lord, give me new scriptures. And every now and then I'll read something different, won't I? All right? But the fact is that here's Luke 21. Let's see, where is it at here? Okay. Luke 21. There we go. Right here we go. It starts out, nation rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and great earthquakes shall be in diverse places, and famines and pestilence, fearful sights, and great signs shall there be from heaven. But before all of these, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into the prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. And it shall turn to you for a testimony. Settle it therefore in your hearts, not to meditate before what ye shall answer. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay, nor resist. And ye shall be betrayed both by parents and brethren and kinsfolks and friends, and some of you shall they cause to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. His name is Jesus. But there shall not an hair of your head perish. Well, how's that going to happen if some of you shall they cause to be put to death? And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But there shall not an hair of your head perish? Here's the answer. In your patience possess ye your souls. Okay? And when ye shall see Jerusalem encompassed with armies, then know that the desolation thereof is nigh. Okay? And then if we just skip on down here, there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars and upon the earth, distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waters roaring, and men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. But getting to that point, you're going to see a lot of people die in this world. You're going to see people starve. You're going to see people die of whatever the new virus or bacteria or whatever they're going to release is going to be. Now they're talking Marburg. They're back talking. I saw it on TV this afternoon. Talking Zika again Incidentally, allegedly, Dr. Malone, allegedly from Florida, who is one of the frontline type doctors, the good doctors that advocated ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine early on to combat the COVID-19. Before we ever saw COVID-19 or novel SARS-2, whatever it was called, COVID-19, funded in gain of research allegedly by Fauci to the Wuhan lab in China. But anyway, before even seeing any of that, Zika virus was the key. That was going to be the thing they were going to bring out as the worldwide, you know, pandemic or pestilence pandemic, you see. Dr. Malone down in Florida tested ivermectin against Zika and found it to be possibly worthwhile. Okay. So we got the plunge protection team is meeting. Sure, they should. They've been working very hard all week. What the plunge protection team does is they print, the Fed Reserve prints money. They put it in and they go to the big money center banks. They have the big money center banks. They hand them the money. They then put it into the select markets and to try to drive the averages up in the various Dow and the, you know, S&P and the NASDAQ and all the stuff up. They might even have them buy some bonds. They might even have them feature on some of the bank stocks that are bad. But see, it's going bad in Europe too. And now you got Deutsche Bank, who had a lot of the derivatives of Credit Suisse. Deutsche Bank is a huge $1 trillion or more bank, and they're getting ready to go belly up. So I'm going to tell you, if you don't have that food, a water purification system like the Berkeys or the Katadynes or the Pures or whatever you want to get, but something that takes out the viruses, the bad bacteria, the parasites, and also the chemicals, because the black Berkey filters allegedly will take out 99.9% of the bad chemicals, of the chemicals in the water, plus the viruses, the bad bacteria, and the parasites. You better have that. And you better get a number of them if you can, and get a bigger Berkey, and you can get smaller ones too, but you can get a big one. You got a big family or a group, go in, you know, a couple families and buy one if you're sitting next to each other in the area, or if you got where your cabin is or your bug out location is, if you're going to go there, you got somebody next to you in a cabin or a farmer down the road, then maybe you can all use that. But you better be learning your lessons. Dare to prepare, Holly Dale. You can also go to standale.com. And if you don't have the money to buy Holly's book, Dare to Prepare, then you can go to Holly's section on that Dale website, D-E-Y-O, Stan Dale. You can look at Holly's section of that, and she gives lists and things she used to of the different foods to buy and how much per person and all of the different things. And also lists about general type of equipment to have, about also medical type stuff to have. There are other people that have lists, you know, that you can look up preparation lists or preparedness lists, you know, medical, general equipment, you know, that kind of stuff, food and water and the amounts of it. And you get those, and you go down the list. A lot of people have already done this, but a lot of them have not. They've done it partially. That Myra Safety, M-I-R-A Safety. Let's see if I've got that teed up here. Let's see here. We got it. I had this up. Well, there are also stuff that you can get, like a safe room and bomb shelter filtration systems. If you got the money and all that stuff, you can even get the ones that are hand cranked. You can do a hand crank, and all of the ones, the good ones, have a hand crank as a backup. That's American Safe Room, American Safe Room, American Safe Room. That way you've got something you can do. You can do a whole room and get the safe room, you see. Let me look here if I've got the gas mask things. I used to say approvedgasmask.com, but I don't know if they're still in business. You could try them and see if they are. Call them up. Let's see. What do we got right over here? I'm looking for it. Now, maybe I didn't put it up. MIRA, Myra Safety, okay? Here's another thing that you can get some information off of quick. this is survivalfreedom.com, survivalfreedom.com, U.S. nuclear target map, most safe and unsafe areas. And then you can click on down there, scroll on down. You're going to see different maps, okay? They'll talk to you about different maps and how the possible targets are and the wind for fallout and all the different things, okay? And then you can see which cities are the lowest priority targets. Top 10 U.S. cities most likely to be target nuclear war. Places with a lower likelihood of earthquakes. Yeah, I mean, there's all kind of stuff because large-scale nuclear attack can trigger earthquakes. They can also use the HAARP and those kind of things. What's the safe distance from a nuclear explosion? All this information is something that you should be looking onto. And consequently, that's something you should look into. But Myra Safety, M-I-R-A Safety, okay? I don't think I've got this up here. Let me see. Okay, I did have it up earlier. I don't have it up now, so that's be that as it may. So, I would tell you that you'd better consider some of this serious. You can always say, well, we'll see. We'll wait and see, you know. And that's true, but I'll tell you what, you can also wait and see. And as the mushroom cloud goes up in the distance or all the lights go out and all the power grids go down simultaneously around the country. So there you are. You see what's going on now in terms of that. You'll see it, all right. If you ain't prepared for it, and nobody is truly prepared. Nobody is truly prepared, let me tell you. But you can do it as quickly as you possibly can. You can do it methodically. You get your list. You go down your list. Topographical maps of the states of your state. Topographical. And you'll see in the topographical maps wherever you live, you know, wherever it is, get the one, couple of them, get about four of them if you can. Because it shows every topographical area. Every waterway, it shows the streets, it shows the towns, but it shows it in much more detail, expanded. A whole page might be just a certain portion of your state. And you'll say, oh, if I go down that little logging road, or, oh, that seems to be a dirt road near the railroad track. Oh, man, if I go up there, I can hit this other road, and there's a pond there, or a little lake, you see. There's all kind of this information that you can get and that you need to take advantage of. And if you can do nothing else, then go get you another couple cans of chunky soup or Progresso soup. One can is one ration a day per person on the tough ration. If you've got that, if you got a little some crackers, if you can make some bread, if you've got, you've ground up some wheat, you know, or you got flour or whatever, where you've got another thing and you've got the diatomaceous earth to keep the bugs out. I don't know what else to do but to tell you these things. If you want to keep Old Hawk on the air as long as possible, and I hope you do, anything is, believe me, it's most needed or most welcome. Can be Federal Reserve notes. some silver dimes, quarters, silver ounce, whatever that might be, silver dollars, gold, 10th ounce of gold, an ounce of gold, whatever it is, platinum, or a check. It could be sent to Hawk, H-A-W-K, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. May the Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. That's how I've been kept on the air, through the Lord Jesus and through you guys. And I thank you from the bottom of my heart, because I'm trying to do the job that I was hired to do, that I was chosen to do by the Archangel Michael in a waking. I was awake, totally awake, in a vision, or not a dream, but in a wake, dream, vision, experience with Archangel Michael, and I was opened, a portal was opened. I was able to see in and look in and sort of go into that area by the edge of the thing and smell the smells of heaven where the angels were at. I could hear the angelic voices, the most beautiful singing and everything in the background. And I could see Archangel Michael, and Gabriel was next to him. And Archangel Michael telepathically talked to me, in my head, and asked me different questions. And basically it boiled down to at a certain point. And these are tough angels, okay? Basically it boiled down at a certain point to where he said, "Are you afraid?" I said, "No." I only have no. I laugh at that, but I wasn't afraid, and I'm not afraid now, because I am with the Lord Jesus, and the Lord Jesus is with me. But he reached out through the portal and touched me, and I had a witness to this, my wife, my spouse. She witnessed this whole thing. I don't know what she saw in the sort of the portal, but she heard me talking, okay? And she saw what happened, and then he reached out and touched me, and the power of the Lord flowed through the angelic finger into my body, and it just, and I was downloaded with all kind of energy and information. And since that time, about, maybe a month later, Steve Quayle put me on the air, because I had told him about the experience and all of that, read it to him on a, email. And here I am. Now, if you would like to have Steve get a hold of anything for you, and if you'd like to get Steve's private messages, his private briefings, most worthwhile, go to stevequayle.com or call him at 406-586-4840. I think they still may have the contest on where you could win a lot of Steve's books and videos and stuff, but you can get his videos, you can get his books, incredible material. May not be able to ever get them in the future anymore, so get what you can now so you can explain all this stuff. So you can explain all this stuff to your children, your grandchildren, and they understand why it's happening and what's happening, and get a good red letter edition King James Bible in the big print. I recommend the big print, because if you're going to be doing it by fireside or candlelight, you know what I mean? You're going to need the big print, and then get you some good magnifying glasses, not little bitty ones. Get you one of them big square ones. And you know what? They come in handy and will be double duty, because when you're a kid, if you ever took one, you could start a fire, you know, in a little campfire. You could start it by using the sunlight and the magnifying glass. You can maybe get a fire going, all right? StevQuayle.com, 406-586-4840. You tell them Old Hawk sent you. They can also get you gold or silver or platinum, and they'll get it to you quick. There's all kinds of other things, but be sure you see if you can get some of Steve's books and the videos and all the stuff so you understand what Steve's been trying to tell you for over 30 years. Now, also, ladies and gentlemen, the Nunemakers, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, N-U-M-E-M-A-K-E-R, Nunemaker, Indochina Bible Project. They're on fire. The mountain yards, the mountain tribes are on fire for the Lord Jesus. The mountain yards, you know, they want the word of the Lord, and they each have their own dialect in each village there. It's a whole different language almost. So if you want to get them a Bible and a songbook in their dialect, send it to Nunemaker, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, Indochina Bible Project. Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown with the Y, M-Y-E-R-S-T-O-W-N, Pennsylvania, 17067. Nunemaker, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown with the Y, Pennsylvania, 17067. And I will tell you what, Indochina is Laos, Cambodia, Thailand, the Shan states, parts of Burma they now call Myanmar, okay? Vietnam. Laos, Cambodia, Thailand, Vietnam, the Shan states, and parts of Burma are Myanmar. May the Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. And ladies and gentlemen, I will tell you, don't let yourself, don't get caught watching the paint dry. It's like out of the movie Hoosiers, you know? They're down to the last seconds of the game. Some of you watching basketball. An old shooter, the coach says, don't get caught watching the paint dry, boys. Don't go into their Luciferian knifed out of fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family, your Bill of Rights, your home, your business, your farm. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology to strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus and against the enemies of the United States, constitutional United States. If China strikes or Russia strikes, hit them from above with the TR-3s, the TR-4s, and with the strikes that they can't see coming. If it be something else, then drop 15,000 space marines down on top of Natanz or Tehran, okay? Hurry their supply lines. Scare them for a change. Mickey LaPua, I know you're ready, and old Fandango Rangers, they've been ready. Mickey, stay on your optics, buddy. Road and track, little L. I know you're busy tonight. Probably sparring, okay? Doing the Muay Thai. Little L, I know you're out there reading.